This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Thursday that he was encouraged that Mexican officials were willing to do more to curb migration flows to the United States, but it was up to President Donald Trump to decide if they went far enough to avert threatened tariffs. Mr. Pence told reporters in York, Pennsylvania, that Mr. Trump wanted to see decisive action from Mexico, and that the president would be the one to decide whether to impose tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue on Monday.
Mexico must do significantly more to end this crisis of illegal immigration at our border. We called on them to take even more steps, more decisive action.
And Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said that the two sides will continue talks on Friday.
So tomorrow morning we are going to work in the maybe one of the last sessions in order to make an effort to have an agreement.
Mr. Trump in Europe for D-Day commemorative event said if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level will begin on Monday. The African Union says that it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in the Emirati port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said that mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers but did not cause more extensive damage or oil spills. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron attended a ceremony Thursday at the American Military Cemetery in Normandy to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day, following bilateral meeting in the city. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans. Our freedom.
President Trump continued the tribute to the fallen and to the veterans.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable.
European leaders have repeatedly praised America's sacrifice, hoping to underline to President Trump the importance of the transatlantic bond. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say that it's corrected some of the problems cited after spot checks of four detention facilities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The $19.1 billion bill.
ICE officials say they're working to ensure all facilities comply with standards and have already trained food service staff and extensively cleaned and renovated housing units. That's after the Inspector General's office issued a critical report citing rotting food, moldy bathrooms, inadequate medical care, and the punitive isolation of some detainees while others were subjected to strip searches.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is on a three-day state visit to Russia aimed at underscoring Russian Sino-cooperation and his close relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the face of strained relations with the United States. While ostensibly timed to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties, state visit comes as both leaders bristle over their treatment by the U.S., which has levied sanctions against Russia since 2014 and currently is engaged in a trade war with China. 14 Russia-backed YouTube channels spreading disinformation have been generating billions of views and millions of dollars in advertising revenue. That's according to researchers, and had not been labeled as state-sponsored, contrary to the world's most popular streaming services policy. The channels, including news outlets, NTV, and Russia 24, carried false reports, according to this report, ranging from a U.S. politician covering up a human organ harvesting ring to the economic collapse of Scandinavian countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.